Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward. Today, you guys are in for a super treat. You have the opportunity to have a dear friend of mine, Steve Ulscher, on. So, Steve, welcome. Glad to have you here today.
Hey, my man. Thanks for having me.
Great. So Steve's the chairman and founder of Liquor.com, an online pioneer basically launched on CompuServe's electronic mall back in 1993. He's got crazy success as far as New York Times bestselling author of What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do, and the author of the Business Technology Book of the Year, Internet Profits, the world's leading experts reveal how to profit online. He's also the host of the number one rated radio show and podcast, Reinvention Radio, of which he's been kind enough to have Russell on recently. And he's also an international keynote speaker, is an in-demand media guest. He's appeared on CNN, The Huffington Post, Entrepreneur on Fire, and countless other media outlets, including Funnel Hacker Radio now. So, Steve, super excited to have you on, bud.
Thanks, man. I am super excited to be here.
So let's kind of just dive right into this. The great thing about having Steve on, he's got such vast experience. Again, he's a 25-plus year entrepreneur. I mean, you've been around a long time, Steve. That's pretty dang cool.
That either makes me very old or very wise, but probably not both.
Well, I want to kind of just dive in as far as you take a look, 25 years worth of being an entrepreneur. One of the main things you've really obviously done extremely well at, and that's, building relationships and helping people understand the importance of that. One of the things we were kind of going back and forth with is a guy of your experience has so many different things you could talk about in a, 20, 25 minute episode. How do we find out what's best? And I think, the part I like most of what you were saying is really the key to your success. In fact, I'll ask you. So tell me, what really has kind of been the key to most of your success?
Before I was hoping you were just going to tell me, man. It's a really good question, man. And I think reality is twofold. Number one, just recognizing that what you think you know is potentially dangerous. In other words, you just need to simply and this is what I do, and I recommend this for other people as well. I recognize that I am going to be a perpetual student. I just really do believe that everyone has something to teach. And I don't believe that I have all of the answers to any conversation or any business related topic, and that there are different ways of doing things. And frankly, I think just being willing to say, hey, I probably don't have all the answers here has led me to answers that I would never have found otherwise, right? So I think there's definitely a big thing to be said for just being willing to be a perpetual student. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't implement. I mean, obviously, nothing happens until you implement. But I do think that implementation, at least strategic and successful implementation, it is really going to be a reflection on understanding what is working now, right? Just because something worked for you a year ago or 6 months ago, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to translate into working right now. And so that's why I listen to shows like this, man, so that you can really just stay current on what's new and what's next. And I think so long as you understand where things are going, and you just don't put your head in the sand about that, I think you're going to be in decent shape there. And then the second thing is just really be willing to look bad and to fail, because I think at the end of the day here, a lot of us put so much credence and put so much stock in what it means to fail. And for me, failure is, I just kind of look at it as failure is success with an unintended ending. Right. So it just doesn't mean that you failed per se, because I mean, failure is just sort of it's one of those terms of ignorance, I think, that weak minded people like to throw out at those who dare to soar in an attempt to bring them down. So I don't really view anything as having failed if it didn't go to plan. But I do often know that some of the best lessons that I've learned and some of the best successes that I've had have often come on the back end of really looking bad and feeling like, geez, I need to throw in the towel on this thing.
Yeah, I've been there too. I think, Steve, I've had the opportunity of knowing you and some of the people you've been around with. I mean, you've associated with some really major thought leaders in the industry over time, and you've done a lot of crazy cool stuff with other people. How have you built the type of relationships that, you're well known for, building very, very deep relationships. How do you really do that?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. And for those that are unfamiliar, perhaps what you're referring to is I've done an event called Internet Profits Live, which is P-R-O-P-H-E-T-S. And that was based off of the book that I released in 2013 called Internet Profits. And we did a number of events around that where we had people like Brendan Burchard and Vishen Lakhani and Pat Flynn and Mike Filsaime. And, you know, I mean, I think if you name them, I think they've been there. Russell spoke there, Lewis Howes, and so on and so forth. We've had 50 something odd speakers speak on that stage over the years. And then with Reinvention Radio and being able to have people like Simon Sinek and Michael Gerber, Michael Hyatt, you name it. I think they've been on the show. Russell, again, has been on there as well. And so the question is, you know, how have I been able to develop those types of relationships? And I really do think that if you examine what I just said here, which is people like Brendan and Vision and so on have spoken on my stage, Internet Profits Live, and others have joined me on the show, Reinvention Radio. I mean, really what that says is I'm providing a platform for other people, right? And I do think there's power in that platform. I mean, Michael Hyatt, who, as I said, we've had on the show, talks about that in his book, Platform, and the power of the platform. But I do think that's a big reason why I've been able to get my foot in the door to say, hey, you know, we've done the hard work for you. All you really got to do is show up. And that way, people just, you know, it's different when you've got a platform and you say, hey, I'd love to chat with you and share what you're doing with my audience versus when you don't and you just simply say, hey, I'd love to chat with you. It's like these guys are busy, right? These guys and girls are really, really busy. And they are a lot like you. I mean, they, believe it or not, no matter how big they get, they still want more visibility. They still want to be seen as that credible authority in their niche. And that requires them to consistently stay in front of their desired audience, their prospects, et cetera. And so for me, it's really a matter of what do you do, right, to get that foot in the door? And once you have that foot in the door, hopefully your cool points will, not only start out at a higher level than probably for others, but if you're actually a decent person and you treat them well and you appreciate the time and the energy and oftentimes the expense, that it takes for someone to do what I'm describing here in terms of showing up to a radio station or showing up to a live event, if you take good care of them when they do that, they'll remember that. And not all the time, but oftentimes that's the first step in terms of developing a real relationship with them. And many of those relationships have turned into real live in-person friendships. And it's just interesting how it all works out that way.
I love that. Steve, it's one of the things when I was, toying around with this whole idea as far as Funnel Hacker Radio, we started off the original thought process of being, we'll just have people on who've had really a lot of success as far as within funnels, and we'll keep it just within ClickFunnels group. And as we started doing that, people said, well, gosh, we'd like to hear from other people outside. And so as I started bringing other people in, it's been really fascinating to see the insight that other people have. Again, you're a guy who's been around funnels forever, and you literally could speak for days on funnels. I mean, I know you give away a lot of, what is your what, which, again, New York Times bestselling book. If you guys don't have it, highly recommend you go check it out. Check out the funnel for what is your what as well. But I think one of the things that I love, and I'm really excited to kind of continue talking about on this show right now, and that is the power of creating that type of a platform. Obviously, for us at ClickFunnels, with a show like Funnel Hacker Radio, we're able to go out and bring on people like yourself who have really a very, very large reach. I mean, Steve, as you mentioned, you went through literally tons of really top eight players who you've had the opportunity of getting to know. But most importantly, as you mentioned, they've really become your friends offline as well. And I run all the business development opportunities for ClickFunnels. And for me, that's the main thing I'm really looking at is I get hit up all the time, Steve, as I'm sure you do as well, to promote, different things. And again, I was reaching out for you to promote Russell's book. But the hard part, obviously, is you've got to be able to provide value. And so I wanted to find out, would you recommend that everybody creates a podcast or what other types of platforms can people create for their audiences, but most importantly, be able to provide value to someone like yourself, an A player, basically to have access to?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's interesting, right? There, not everybody, and here's the reality: not everybody's going to create their own show. Nor do I recommend that you do create your own podcast or your own video channel if that is not something that you're truly fired up and compelled to do. I mean, if you are, it's a phenomenal platform, no doubt at all. And so I do believe that today, if you want to reach the masses with your mission, with your message, there is no easier way and certainly no more cost-effective way to do that than to appear on the new media platforms that folks are tuning into. I mean, it's the shift from push to pull media, where people are literally pulling what they want when they want it. And so it's like it's 100% opt-in rate when you come right down to it. I mean, when someone is listening to this show right now, they've already raised their hand and they said, I want that information. I want to listen. They're not just turning on the radio station and just flipping through the dial and then this song is on or whatever, and they have to, you know, they either change the channel or they listen to it. This is this world of new media, man. It's pretty powerful because, again, everybody's raising their hand when they're listening or watching or reading whatever that content is. And so I'm not saying that folks have to create a blog or create a video show or start their own podcast, but I would certainly say that one of the things to think about is how do you end up as a guest on those blogs or on those video channels or on those podcasts? Because I do know from personal experience that there's almost no better way right now that I can see to get the word out quickly about what you're doing. If you're an author, to sell more books. If you're a speaker, to book more gigs. If you're an online marketer, to generate more leads. And of course, as it's getting more and more and more niche specific, Dave, as you know, then that just simply ramps up the quality of the people who say yes. Because when you think about it, I mean, the folks who are listening right now, they are interested in funnels. They are interested in online marketing. If I sit here and I talk to you about personal development, I mean, we could go down that path, but it's not going to be really the main reason why folks are tuning in. They want to understand, how do I get people to opt in to find what it is that I'm doing? How do I generate traffic? How do I generate leads? How do I generate conversations? And how do I generate revenue? And so if I were to sit here and say, look, I've got a free report that will teach you the 5 best ways to generate 1,000 opt-ins in the next 30 days, people would be all over that, right? Because it's sure. Very, very targeted to the audience. So I would say find the shows, find the platforms that really already have the eyeballs and the eardrums of the most likely customer for you, and begin developing relationships with those hosts, with those writers, with those broadcasters, et cetera.
I love that. Great, great. Again, I cannot reinforce that enough. That is, you know, we were talking just literally the other day, Russ and I had this conversation with the different types of channels that we're trying to create for ClickFunnels and for Funnel Hacker Radio and for Russell as a celebrity, you know, attractive character. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things we were looking at obviously has been Facebook. We've been on pretty good on Facebook. He has his podcast and I have mine. We have Funnel Hacker TV, which were just literally first episode came out, you know, last night. But it's been really fascinating as we've taken a look at this. And again, you've been around the media thing for years. And I think Gary Vee made mention, you know, growing up years ago, people really only had 3 networks, you know, ABC, NBC, and CBS. And then cable came in and kind of disrupted that. And now we're seeing right now, we're almost, you know, kind of taking Gary's approach on as far as what are the 3 channels that you want to dominate? And, you know, for us, mm-hmm. It's going to be, you know, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube are the 3 that we're looking at. But from your perspective as a guy who's around media and a guy who's, you know, been out there, how do you find for, you know, people who are getting started in their business, do you recommend from a media perspective they focus on one? Do they try to get on as many shows as possible? Is it more of a shotgun approach? What mm-hmm. What have you seen works best?
Yeah, and look, I mean, it's there are folks here who are going to say, well, look, it's easy for Gary to say that, right? I mean, he's already done what he's done. He started out on Twitter. I mean, a lot of us, you know, forget that it was Twitter and it was YouTube where Gary really built the majority of his following, right? Before he started diving into these other arenas. And then you look at Russell. And yeah, I mean, look, no matter how you slice it, email marketing, right? I mean, is a channel. And so there are people who I think, you know, want to go towards that shiny object. And let's be honest, I mean, it is really, really hard to create a blog, right? I mean, let's think about it from this standpoint. I mean, if you were to create a website right now, and are you really going to be found with 3 billion other sites out there, right? I mean, it's like you can, but it's hard. Same thing with the blog. I mean, there are, you know, hundreds of millions of blogs that are in existence. Same thing with, you know, Twitter, and same thing with Instagram. And, you know, you look at some of those channels and you almost have to have a following to create a following. So I think the question is really, where is the opportunity now to create your own following and create your own, you know, just really, you know, throw sort of your stake in the sand, if you will. And how do you begin generating meaningful traffic and begin generating meaningful subscribers? And so, and it's like, is that going to happen on one of those channels? And I'm afraid, honestly, the answer is probably no. You know, unless you've got a lot of money to spend, you're going to have a heck of a time. I mean, really a heck of a time trying to get traction on Instagram or trying to get traction on Facebook or Twitter, right? I mean, and even like back in the day, if you think about Twitter, if you followed somebody, they follow you back, right? And so yeah, that's how you see a lot of the people out there who have 800,000, 2 million followers. If you look at the number of people that they're following, oftentimes it's almost spot on. You know, very few of those people will go back in and clean that up and say, hey, okay, I followed you just because I wanted to get some follows, but now that I've got more organic follows, I don't need to go and follow all these people that I was, right? So the point being, you can't do that anymore. You do, even on Instagram, you follow somebody on Instagram, it doesn't mean they follow you back, right? So to me, where is the playing field flattest right now? Where do you have the best opportunity? I still think it's right here, right now in this podcasting world. And the reason why I think it exists in podcasting is not only, of course, is it growing in popularity, as we all know, once ESPN and NPR and some of the other bigger boys got into the game, that was, you know, of course, it makes it more crowded. But at the same token, it makes it great because they're bringing more visibility to that medium. And if you look at the total number of podcasts, I mean, the numbers vary, but some people will tell you, you know, there's 300,000 or 400,000 podcasts out there right now. Even if it's 500,000, whatever it is, it's still a very, very small number when you compare it to the other media and you compare it to the number of Twitter channels or Instagram channels or blogs, et cetera. And what makes it even more interesting is the number of shows that create content on a consistent basis and actually generate more than 10 episodes at all is less than 10% of the total number of shows. That's the number that I've seen pretty consistently.
Wow.
And so if you're talking about 300,000, 400,000, or 500,000 podcasts, well, then you're really still only talking about 30,000, 40,000, or 50,000 active shows where these shows create content on a consistent basis. So To me, it's the lowest hanging fruit right now. It is the most obvious choice. I mean, Snapchat, of course, is another one that people will talk about, but that skews so young. And depending on your business, it may not be relative to who you are and what you're doing, right? So if you think about in terms of Wi-Fi being a standard accessory and 250 million cars rolling off the assembly line in the next 5 years, Apple CarPlay and Google CarPlay and AutoPlay and all these things that are going on where your dashboard will ostensibly be your computer, right, where you can do AM and FM and satellite. And oh, by the way, there's podcasts and there's your Safari and so on. I can't imagine that the numbers in this arena are going to go anywhere but up, because in the past, it was super hard to even find a podcast. I mean, people didn't know how to find them, let alone download them, let alone listen to them. And now it's just literally a push of a button. And so as you look at the bell curve, I believe we're still very much in the embryonic stages of the curve in terms of widespread adaptation of consuming their content, information, education, entertainment, et cetera, via this medium.
I love it. So if a person wants to get started creating a podcast, not to having to go into a ton of tech detail here. I mean, is it as difficult as it used to be? Is it easier? I mean, what would be the direction you would recommend if a person wanted to create their own podcast?
Yeah, and so look, I mean, reality is it's definitely gotten easier. No doubt that technology has gotten made it a lot easier to create a podcast, to upload it, to get it distributed, et cetera. I mean, really, the first thing that I would say is you clearly like podcasts. I mean, you're listening to this show right now, but how many other shows do you listen to, right? And so if you're not listening to a dozen shows, why not, right? I mean, it's like you probably listen to 10 different radio stations. Why wouldn't you listen to 10 different podcasts, at least so you can become familiar with who they are and what they're doing, the content and the education, the other information that they're providing? Start listening to other shows, because that'll also give you an understanding of formats, right? Because if you're going to be a guest on a show, what sort of format fits best for you? Is it a one-on-one thing like what we're doing here? A Reinvention Radio, my show, we actually do that as more of a morning zoo. So there's me and a couple other co-hosts and other people who drop in. And so maybe you like that more of a conversational type of environment with a group of people. Or maybe, as I said earlier, maybe it is, in fact, creating your own show where it's just you on a soapbox sharing your tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts and things that you believe can help your listening audience. But I'd say, you know, you really do have to listen to a number of the shows, see what they're doing, how they're doing it. And then from a technology standpoint, the beautiful thing about where we're at right now in terms of creating shows is that it is as simple as creating that MP3 file and putting it into a host like a Blueberry or a Libsyn or something like that. And they literally push it out for you to the distribution channels, which frankly is a godsend, because it's really taken the tech out of the equation.
No, I totally appreciate that. It's funny we're having this conversation. I literally was having this conversation with my son Chandler just a few minutes ago, and with Steve here, and Steve Larson. So Steve's got his own podcast, and Russell's got his, and we're in the process of changing some of the format. But it's been interesting. We have three different podcasts here in the office, and Russell has done, you know, Marketing Your Car, where it's literally him, literally with, as you mentioned, kind of with an MP3. He's literally just speaking into his iPhone, driving into work. And that's basically his platform. And it gives him about, you know, 10-minute episode. I have the opportunity of interviewing amazing people like yourself, Steve, where it's more of an interview format. You know, we go back and forth. And then Steve in our office, Steve Larson, has, you know, basically a sales funnel radio where his whole thing is him just kind of talking about different people and now what he's learned. And now he's started to change where he's now adding on right now where he's going out for more of an interview type of a format. And so I think it's interesting just to see the different formats and how they work, and obviously the, you know, the amount of time and things. And I was having this conversation with my son Chandler as far as the length of podcast. My wife is, you know, considering doing a podcast. Mm-hmm. And for me, I try to keep these, you know, in the neighborhood, you know, 25, 30 minutes or so. Primarily, I think, you know, a person can do that during a workout, especially if they're listening at 2x speed or whatever else, or even at normal speed. But
sure.
I think the thing I've loved about, again, you're like your Reinvention Radio, the people you've had on there, and you're bantering back and forth is really a cool format I haven't seen before. Mm-hmm. And I think it's your Reinvention Radio, it brings in a totally new, attractive, it's kind of goes back to the old style radio show. And again, I didn't know you actually were filming it in a radio studio like you are now.
Yeah.
But I think it's a really cool format that I would highly recommend. If you guys aren't listening right now to Reinvention Radio, definitely listen to Steve's episodes there. It's cool just to see how the camaraderie and the, you know, the back and forth. I was listening to Neil Patel's, and I just forgot the guy who he has on his show, but it's the two of them. Yeah. They go back and forth on, you know, marketing tips real quick.
Yeah.
And I think that's a neat way of doing it. I haven't seen that many people do. So again, highly recommend, you know, you take a look at it. But Steve, I wanted to ask you, if a person wants to get, you know, you've got such vast knowledge on this kind of stuff, and I've gone through, you know, what page. I've looked at some of the other pages as far as your Ultimate Directory pages. What are some, if you might give people some resources and links, I'll put them down in the show notes for people, but how do they get a hold of you? How do they get more of Steve?
Well, I mean, I appreciate that. And you've mentioned what is your what. So for those who are into that whole world of personal development, or know someone who's really trying to figure out what that one amazing thing is that they were born to do. Yeah, definitely check out the funnel at whatisyourwhat.com, and you can grab a free copy of that book there, and you'll see exactly what's going on. But you know, if this whole world of new media and podcasting and so on is of interest to you, and you want to be a guest on other shows, which, of course, I highly recommend if you're going to do anything with your time from a marketing perspective. Let's say you've created that funnel and you have all of the just that foundational work in place, if you will. Now you just need to start driving traffic and marketing what you're doing. I can't see a better way of getting highly targeted traffic and getting those eyeballs and ears on what you're doing than by being a guest on other shows. And so one of the things that we've done is we put together a directory, as you said, the ultimate directory of powerful podcasters, big time bloggers and social media stars. So what we've done is we've assembled detailed contact information for basically 240 people who have high visibility platforms and are looking for guests just like you. And these are the folks who can literally make you famous with the push of a button. So we do give that directory away for free, and certainly encourage you guys to check it out. And you can go to myultimatedirectory.com. So that's myultimatedirectory.com, and you can grab a free copy of that. And actually, that's it's a pretty good funnel there as well. So this might give you some ideas in terms of how to take a directory type offering lead magnet and follow it through and see, you know, exactly how we move people into our event, which is the New Media Summit, where we actually are bringing 40 icons of influence together to meet 150 attendees, and the attendees will get to pitch them on who they are and what they do, and they will leave the New Media Summit with actual bookings in hand. So you can watch how we take people from the ultimate directory and giving people that contact info all the way through the indoctrination sequence, and then asking people to join us at the New Media Summit.
I think that's fantastic. If you don't mind, can you kind of just briefly kind of go through what that funnel is? Because I think that's just a crazy cool. First of all, you guys have to go to myultimatedirectory.com. And I wish we had more time to talk about What Is Your What. I think it's a great book, by the way, Steve. So many people focus on their why, and I think it's really a cool thing as far as you're focusing on your what. Yeah. I'm sure your interview with Simon Sinek must have been kind of a fun little conversation going
on. That was a fun one. Yeah, what versus why is how we position that one. Yeah, for sure.
But so to help people understand kind of how you take something like My Ultimate Directory and how do you use that to literally get people into a high-end seminar.
Yeah. And so I think it really just boils down to understanding the basic equation of sales, right? Which is someone has a problem, you provide a solution. That solution creates a new problem. So you create a new solution. So this whole problem, solution framework works really, really well. So if you think about it from the standpoint of, okay, what's the problem? The problem is I want to get on podcasts. I want to be a guest on these high visibility platforms, but I don't know who to contact. I don't know who the right people are. And so, okay, fine. So now you do your research, you find those people, now you've got your solution. Okay, well, the directory solves that problem, right? It gives you the names and the contact information of those people. So that's really the second problem, though, is, okay, so now I understand who the people are. Now, how do I contact them, right? So there's another problem solution. So we actually address the first two problems. Problem, I don't know who they are. Solution, here's the directory. New problem. Okay, now I know who they are, but how do I reach them? What do I do? Well, solution, the contact information is in the directory. So that's a PSPS right there. Now, from that standpoint, okay, well, now I know who they are and I know how to reach them. How do I begin developing a relationship with them? Because they get hit all day long with people saying, hey, I'd love to be on your show and, you know, put me on. You know, it's like, no, who, you know, if you cover topic A and someone else covers topic A and that influencer knows the other person and doesn't know you, who are they going to put on? Are they going to put on the person that they know, or are they going to put you on? And reality is almost all day long, they're going to put on the person that they know. And so that new problem becomes, how do I develop a relationship with these people? And so, well, the funnel, what happens is over the next 20 odd days or so, we give you one tip a day for how do you develop a real relationship with these people. So by the time you get to the end of that indoctrination sequence, the new problem is, okay, great, I feel confident about how I can add value. I feel confident about how I can develop a real relationship with this person. But how do I best get on their radar? How do I best get to know them? How do I best get to develop a relationship with them? I could call them. I could email them. I could do some of the strategies that we're sharing. But the absolute best way of all to develop a relationship with an influencer is to actually meet that person and to have FaceTime with them and to have the opportunity to pitch them one-on-one on who you are and what you do and why you'd be a great fit for their show. And so the solution then becomes the new media summit so that they will have 3 days with these folks to get to know them, to develop a personal relationship with them, to have a drink with them at the bar, to break bread with them, et cetera. And by the end of those 3 days, they will actually have had one-on-one meetings with all of them, and they will leave the event with bookings in hand. So it's problem, solution, problem, solution, problem, solution, problem, solution.
Yeah, I love it. My gosh, that's fantastic. So again, go to myultimatedirectory.com. Make sure you download that. Get totally recommend you also get a copy of Steve's book, whatisyourwhat.com. Follow both of those funnels. Funnel hack them, see through their eyes, again, through Steve's eyes, especially the idea as far as problem, solution, problem, solution, problem, solution, problem, solution. I cannot stress the importance of that. Too many times you guys get so focused on, you know, saying, well, I think this is what people need. No, no, no. You can identify exactly what the problem is. Once you know what the problem is, it's really easy to drive traffic to it. So I think that's awesome. Any other parting words, Steve?
Just really appreciate what you guys are doing, because Lord knows that I have learned, as I said at the beginning, you know, of our discussion here, what I've said all along is that I really do believe you got to be willing to be a perpetual student. And that's so I've been able to learn so much from your team over the years here. As a matter of fact, I've got Funnel You, the handouts. I've got that little 6x9 or 4x6 or whatever this thing is. I mean, sitting here, right here on my desk, you know, so. Just understand really that you are the solution to someone else's problem, and they are waiting for you to show up in their life right now. And even if you don't feel like you have, you know, a ton to offer, you do, because remember, to a second grader, a fifth grader is a god, right? So, I mean, you don't have to do anything crazy to really be able to help people and to be able to sell a product, program, or service that can improve someone else's life. So just take the whatever knowledge is that you have that you take for granted and really sit down and put that on paper, because I guarantee you, you could probably identify another 10 funnels over the next week if you really just focused on that problem solution type of framework.
I love it. Again, guys, go to myultimatedirectory.com. It's 32 pages here. I'm going through this crazy content. I mean, it's just awesome. Awesome. 241 media influencers broken down by the type of categories. And he starts off with, you know, a couple of pages worth of ideas as far as exactly what are the 5 things you need to do to get started. So again, Steve, thank you so much for your time. Greatly appreciate it. And I can't wait to talk to you soon again.
Yeah, my man. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is, we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dream car, and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.